HSDW was hungry in their last game against Riverside. The Vikings started out early with a pick six and recovered a fumble off a kick return for a touchdown to start off the game. HSDW ended up with the victory over Riverside 41-7 and now starts off the season with a 2-0 record.
Well, you know, that's the power of momentum and competition in athletics. You know, I mean, you get a, you know, huge pick six. You know, you don't always get that. When you do, you take it back, and then we got lucky. You know, we put ourselves in a good position. Ball popped out. We were able to recover it, and we wanted to continue that momentum. And I think you guys were really hungry. We wanted to set the tone often and early, physical wise. And really kind of, you know, showcase our speed. And those are a couple opportunities where we got to do that really early. And I think from there, we just kind of settled in and the game got a little slower for us. And we just played football.
Luke Sternberg was one of the key elements in the game against Riverside. The junior started off with a pick six, rushed for 103 yards, and earned 2 rushing touchdowns in the game. Sternberg was a dominant force on the field and make big plays that head coach G.G. Harris was looking for.
Yeah, well, I tell you, every time he touches the ball, it's got a chance to go. He's an explosive, dynamic athlete. He's a very heady football player. His vision and feet are some of the best I've seen. So obviously, we want to get him the ball. And, you know, you got to credit the guys up front and guys get him in space. And as long as we can get him a little bit of space, look out. Have fun watching the kid play football, you know. And it's one of those things where we got to make sure we're doing our jobs getting him the ball. And he did a good job being patient, too. You know, it didn't necessarily come as maybe quick and as early as it did the week before. He kind of had to earn some yards there. I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping us inside on the box, keeping things tight. And so he stayed patient. You know, he stuck to the process. And then when things were able to open up, he was able to bounce it out and make some big plays.
HSDW improved in the tackling game in week two against Riverside as Kyler Sandbaugh earned 10.5 tackles, with the defense earning a total of 62 tackles in the game. The Vikings were able to stop Jackson Gordon in the running game with an impactful defensive line and kept him under control with 87 rushing yards in the game. Success has been the name of the game for HSDW and are looking to do the same in week three for 4 quarters.
Yeah, well, you know, we thought we played okay against Tri-Center, you know, but we really definitely on the run side of things, we needed to shore things up. We need to be much better in the box. We need to be better tacklers, and we needed to be force players downhill. And we asked a lot out of the D-line, and, you know, we lost Joey Blosser, so he kind of gave the nod to Kyler, and Kyler had a great week of practice, and he prepared really well. And so it was nice to see him, you know, go out there and execute and do his job well. And, you know, when a couple players start to, you know, see some success, and hopefully that, you know, gets everybody else a little excited, and they start to play a little bit faster too. And so, you know, we thought our box players played very physical and downhill. We strung things out when we wanted to, and we tackled well. I mean, Gordon's a tough runner, and so we thought we tackled him pretty well in the box. And for the most part, we really did that for 4 quarters.
The Vikings will be traveling to take on an 0-2 Kuemper Catholic team that has lost 2 tight games to start up the season. The Knights lost their first game 22-19 to Bishop Heelan, while losing the second 24-14 against Underwood. While relying on the passing game, the Knights are led by Brock Batting, who passed for 259 yards and 2 touchdowns in their last game against Underwood. Coach Harris knows that Kuemper Catholic's team is a team that can move and play well on the field. HSDW will have to step up offensively to play against a tough Knights defense.
Well, I'll tell you right now, 0-2 or not, they're a really, really good team. I'm talking like really good. I mean, they play football the right way, both sides of the ball. They're super dynamic on the offensive side of the ball. You know, they don't have to be flashy, but man, they can make some big plays. They really trust their athletes in space. They got some dudes up front that can that can move. I mean, they're physical, they block well, but they can move in space as well too. And so, and then defensively, man, I think it'll be by far our toughest challenge to this point. So 0-2, I know that's a record, but that is definitely not indicative to this type of team or the level of this team. So, you know, we know we got our hands full. We got to find a way to, you know, slow them down on when they're on offense, and then defense. Offensively, we got to make sure that we can sustain drives, because they're going to make it really tough on us, and we're going to have to find a way to, convert some third downs and stay on the field.
While the Vikings are a well-balanced team, Coach Harris knows that his team will have to buckle down on the defensive end and protect the box. He is also looking for his offensive line to stay strong and compete to their highest level.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to keep hammering the box. I mean, we're kind of getting to that brink of 1A football now. And, you know, this is a 2A level club here. So You know, our box players, our O-line, D-line, our linebackers, fullbacks, the guys that are, it all starts and ends up front. And so I'm looking for a individual and collective group of guys on both sides of the ball to, you know, we're going to have to respond often. And, you know, again, we're not going to win every play, but, you know, we're going to try to win more 1-0 plays, and it's going to start end up with those guys up front. We're really going to lean on a Henry Lund, a Jeff Peterson, a Sawyer Kiesel, guys that have played a lot of football, that lead the crew up front there for us. And, you know, hopefully they can get comfortable and confident and still Viking football physicality. And then from there, we want our athletes to play in space. We want to be able to get the ball to different various people so they can't key on one guy and spread the ball both vertically and horizontally.
HSTW will play Kemper Catholic tonight at Kira Athletic Stadium at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.